a community is working to keep folks in one Mercer County town by renovating a theater. Community Connections purchased the building and is leading the theater renovation. It's a nonprofit organization that works to prevent drug abuse and better communities with multiple partners. The group also serves as a family resource network for Mercer County. The latest project might seem unconventional, but Executive Director Greg Puckett says renovating an old theater in downtown Princeton just makes sense.
If you continue the environment and you continue just being passive and not doing anything, then people will either give in and do nothing, or they will look elsewhere for those opportunities. And unfortunately, we've been in an area too long where people have looked elsewhere for the opportunities and they've left. Or those that have stayed have been content with what's here. And we simply can't be content anymore.
Community Connections purchased the $85,000 building in August of last year thanks to a donation from the Honeycutt Foundation. Princeton was selected as a blueprint community, which also helped to bring the project to a new level. Entering the hallway from the Mercer Street entrance of the 1911 building is like taking a trip back in time. Originally, Puckett says a jewelry store sat on the left, a doctor's office to the right.
But then on the right side, where the doctor's office was, this is the only existing tin structure really that is left. But because of new fire codes, you know, we do have to take the tin structure down. Unfortunately, because of the damage of the ceiling and everything else, we couldn't really save it. But what we
As
are
a way to preserve a piece of history with an artistic twist, Puckett says the tiles will be removed and painted by local artist Richard Shrewsbury and available for purchase. Puckett says he hopes this project makes folks feel connected to the renovation.
That's the main thing that we want people to have a sense of, is that, you know, they have a part in this whole thing. It's not a group, it's not an individual. It's really about everybody working together to make this a reality.
Over the past 3 months, volunteers have worked to gut the theater to turn things like the former doctor's office into the theater box office.
Step over into what was originally the jewelry store, and they've had two different jewelry stores in here.
And work is underway to transform the former jewelry store into a museum.
That not only reflects the artistic heritage of Mercer Street, but really Mercer Street itself. So this is going to be a way for us to look back to the past.
Since the theater was known as the Royal Theater when it opened in 1911 and then became the Lavon Theater around 1956, Puckett says the museum will be called the Royal Lavon Museum. The theater itself will be called the Renaissance Theater after the project helping to make it happen, the Princeton Renaissance.
And it's really about that rebirth and that you know, paying attention to the arts and the culture and the history. So I think that it's aptly named, and a lot of the people in the community were the ones that chose the name, so we went with it.
Puckett says he's also hoping to house a unique arcade.
Stuff that's going to be, you know, looking back to the 30s, 40s, 50s, and, you know, so it's going to be, you know, even like whack-a-mole and things like that. It's not the digital age. It's more hands-on. It's more tactile stuff, so we feel that kind of gets back to the history and still adds a lot of fun.
We'll head in here to the main auditorium. These doors were actually the doors that hung in the theater back in all the way through the 1950s. It's got real nice pane glass. These doors were probably around $4,000 doors. So we want to make sure we try to keep the integrity of these. It's more of an Art Deco style. And then as we move into this area, we've started gutting out what was the foyer. And, of course, you've got your stairwell that goes up to the balcony area.
At one time, 100 seats were reserved for African Americans on the balcony, since only whites were allowed on the floor. Puckett says other pieces of history not necessarily worth cash, like candy wrappers, ticket stubs, and film, were uncovered as workers peeled away layers of walls to remove the boiler and replace the pipes.
Back on this back wall, when we started gutting out, we discovered one of the original planters that they had for sort of like a deco style in here is still left on the wall. So they would put some fake flowers in that, and you can see the original design that had come up through the theater with the, you know, the little omega piece there.
Puckett also found what appears to be a sketch by an architect that laid out plans for the 1950s renovation, and even the silver screen, which was painted blue, was found crumpled on the floor.
And when you're pulling film and you're pulling things of where the projectors had sat, it gives you that sense of nostalgia, and it makes you feel like you're on an American Pickers episode. I mean, you're going through and you're finding all these really cool things that to the common individual, you know, they look at it and go, oh, it's a ticket stub, and they throw it away. But when you know you're holding a ticket stub that's probably 75 to 80 years old, and that somebody took that stub, they came in, they got it torn by a doorman at the door when they're walking through, they probably picked up some popcorn, they probably did all those things, and you know that you're holding a piece of the history that somebody else had 75, 80 years ago. That's important.
Puckett says reminding us of our past is a good way to look into the future.
Signal that, you know, we're working on not even our generation, we're working on the generation to come. We want people to come downtown. We want people to feel engaged in what they're doing. And I think by doing these little things and taking everything with significance and importance is really what's going to make this whole place be better for the entire county, not just for Princeton, not just for Mercer Street, but for everybody involved. This is a step in the right direction.
Puckett says when complete, the theater will be open to the community for events. In an effort to attract families, Puckett says no R-rated movies will play at the Renaissance Theater. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Princeton.